The words of God given to us today are Jonah chapter 1, verse 17 to chapter 2, verse 9. It is on page 1288 in the Old Testament. Allow me to read. Now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, "In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the depth, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled up about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, 'I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple.' The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. But you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them, but I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say salvation comes from the Lord. Amen." Pastor Lee Jae Chul's health and immune system got worse because he returned to work too soon without getting enough time of recuperation. At the 117th Standing Committee meeting, it was resolved that the church will give time for Pastor Lee Jae Chul to recuperate, that he will return to preaching in September. As soon as Pastor Jang Han-jo heard that chief pastor will have 3 months of sick leave, he expressed his will to voluntarily return to work early from his sabbatical month as a representative pastor during the absence of chief pastor. Pastor Lee Young-ran, Pastor Jung Hwan-jo, and myself, who all serve as the representative pastors, visited and consulted Pastor Lee Jae Chul that Pastor Jung Hwan-jo will preach on Sundays while Pastor Lee Jae Chul is on sick leave. As such, from next week, Pastor Jung Hwan-jo will deliver the sermon. Jonah was thrown into the sea. When he was about to die from storm and sank into the sea, a huge fish appeared and swallowed him. That fish was not a fish which accidentally passed a sight by, but was a fish provided by the Lord to save Jonah. Let us read verse 17. Now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. In a dark place, without a watch, how could Jonah have known that 3 days had passed? It was because after being saved, he recorded those hours of pain in writing. He thought about the day and time he left Joppa, the time of the storm, and the time he returned to the surface after being thrown into the sea. Although it was only 3 days and three nights, it must have been the most painful and slow time of his life. What was the pain that Jonah went through? It is in chapter 2, verse 2. He said, In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. The original word of distress of Jonah's confession of in my distress is Michara in Hebrew language. The original form of this word is chara, which means pressures coming from every corner. In other words, it means extreme pain like suffocation. We can understand that Jonah went through extreme physical and psychological pain to the degree of suffocation. From deep in the realm of the dead means tomb and darkness, which is a terminology used for expressing that a person had been to the lowest place, their death place. Actual pains that Jonah went through appears in his prayer in chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. For you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit. The engulfing waters threatened me means that Jonah was being sank into the sea. Jonah swallowed too much water, which reached almost to his lung. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. Makes us think that Jonah almost reached to the bottom of the sea, which was covered with seaweed. Death was approaching. At that time, a huge fish swallowed Jonah, and he was sucked into the belly of the huge fish. Jonah would not have known that he was swallowed by a huge fish. Suddenly, he was trapped in a deep pit, complete darkness. While he was staying in the fish belly, Jonah was surrounded by bad odor, thick darkness, hungers as he had not eaten, and his strength was fading away. At the moment of life or death, in an absolute loneliness, there was nothing he could do, and he was in despair from hopelessness. Because he could not have known the future, Jonah was extremely nervous and possessed by fear. Is this how my life would end? So Jonah wrote that to the roots of the mountains I sank down. At that time, the Middle Eastern people thought that every mountain had its roots deep down the earth, and sea was surrounding those roots. Jonah was thinking that he sank down in the deepest place of such roots. The original Hebrew word for sank down is yarad, which means go down. Jonah wrote that he went down when he went from Jerusalem to Joppa, when he got on board to the ship to Tarshish, when he went to bottom of the sheep, and now to the roots of the mountains. lives of those who disobey God miserably go down to the bottom. The reality that Jonah was facing was hopeless and was greatly painful physically. But there was fundamental reason for such pain and suffering. Verses 3 and 4. You hurled me into the depth, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again towards your holy temple. Jonah realized that he was hurled into the very heart of the sea, not by the sailors, but by the Lord. Also, although he chose to go to Tarsus to run away from the Lord, from the perspective of faith, it was him being banished from the Lord's sight. If painful reality is interpreted from the spiritual point, one does not resent people, but accepts the pain. Pain of Jonah started from resigning from his position as an advisor of king. It is unknown whether he completed his term, voluntarily resigned, or lost from a political battle. However, it is not easy to resign from a position of king's advisor. Advisor of King Jeroboam II is comparable to nowadays Secretary of President's political or cultural affairs. He must have had a great influence over various affairs. When he lost that position, people treated him differently. It must have been a bitter experience. His second suffering occurred in the sheep. It was all right in the beginning when he got on board on a sheep to Tarsus, disobeying God. He was enjoying his time as a happy passenger, lighthearted, away from his work. But all of a sudden, he became the cause of danger and risk occurred in the sea, that he was thrown into the sea. In the stormy sea, things turned very fast. When Jonah woke up and went up to the deck, many sailors and passengers were gathered there. As soon as they cast lots, Jonah received all the blames. Why is this happening? Who are you? If mass opinion turns bad, one cannot overcome that. And he was thrown into the sea, went down to the roots of mountains, and was at the verge of death. At the moment of great fear, death, a huge fish swallowed him, but the belly of the fish was a sight for an extreme pain. So the confession of Jonah of "in my distress" is about serious and great pain, more than what we can think of. When hiking, trekking downhill is more difficult and dangerous than trekking uphill. So most of hiking accidents occur when on one's way down. It is because one has enough strength when going up, but exhausted on his way down. Also, when going down, weight is put on one's knees. And if one slips on his way up, He can hold on to something, but it is difficult to do so on his way down. In our lives, downhill is more difficult and dangerous. However, if there was uphill, one must come down, and we have to accept that naturally. Everyone has to go downhill, but knowing to go down happily and meaningfully is the wisdom of life. Spencer Johnson wrote in his book, Peak and Valley, that peaks are moments that you appreciate what you have, and valleys are the moments when you long for what is missing. We experience various pains in our lives. Psychologists Dr. Holmes and Dr. LaHaye measured stress from pain, quantified it, and placed a numeric order. The number one unbearable suffering is the death of a spouse. The next pain is from divorce, and then ordered as separation, being in prison, death of a family member, one's own illness or accidents, failure of business, termination from work, retirement, health problems of a family member, financial difficulties and changes of residential environment. In addition, they set out many other painful events. Sometimes these events occur concurrently. If such painful events and sufferings occur consecutively, people not only receive psychological pain, but also become physically ill. So stress should be managed well. What should we do when we are in such a great pain? Jonah chose to call to the Lord and tell him. Verse 2. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. Jonah could have chosen other options when he was in such pain. In his distress, he could have given up his life being in deep despair. Or he could have sought comfort and tried to find people in order to seek a way out. However, in such a painful moment, Jonah called to the Lord. He who tried to run away from the Lord now had called to the Lord. In chapter 1 of the book of Jonah, there was no record of Jonah praying to God. The captain of the vessel requested to call on the Lord, and Gentile crews prayed to God, but Jonah did not pray. But when he went into the belly of a huge fish, for the first time he started praying to God, his Lord. He found his Lord fresh and new. When we know that there's nothing we can do in our pain, we rely on God and start praying. I will read verse 7. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Jonah started to remember God. There are many who cannot learn praying without going into the belly of the fish, like Jonah, without pain. Before being thrown into the sea, people do not seek God. Wise men pray in the time of peace. For Jonah, the cause and reason for pain was clear. However, it is difficult to clearly point out the specific reasons for our sufferings. The Bible, Word of God, provides four reasons for sufferings as follows. Let's look into the Bible. First, let us read Psalms chapter 119, verse 67. It is on page 893 of the Old Testament in the Bible. I will read Psalms chapter 119, verse 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. Affliction changes one to obey to the word. Next, let's look at verse 71. It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. Through affliction, one learns the will and words of God. Through pain, Jonah looked at himself and stood before the word of God. Second, Psalms chapter 19, verses 14 and 15. It is on page 870 of the Old Testament. I will read Psalms chapter 91, verses 14 and 15. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. In pain, we experience God who is with us, and we can walk with God in our lives. Third, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. It is on page 286 of the New Testament. I will read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death, but this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. Pain is to let us not rely on ourselves, materials, but rely only on God. To raise the dead again, rely on God who gives the eternal hope so that we can have new strength when we look at the eternal life of heaven, even in an extreme pain. Fourth is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 and 6. It is on page 366 of my Bible. I will read Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 and 6. And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son? It says, "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone who accepts as his son." Lord gives us pain as a father who disciplines and addresses his loving children to be well, as a guardian. Disciplines become stepping stone for development to children who accept such discipline. Our pains started from love of God. And verses 10 and 11 provide, "They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful later on. However, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." Time of pain is said, not pleasant. Although we do not understand the meaning of all our pains, it is for our good, and have us produce a harvest of righteousness and peace through such disciplines. Bible clearly tells us to pray at the time of pain. James chapter 5, verse 13. "Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise." However, there aren't many who can pray well or prepared with prayers. But we have to pray. And we can pray. In Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27, it says, "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans." The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness and intercedes for us, even if we are not completely prepared. We can go before the Lord with courage. Chapter 15 of Luke introduces parables of the lost son. A son asked his father to give his inheritance early and leaves the house with his inheritance. Leaving father's house, he wasted all his inheritance and went through pain. In the middle of the pain, the son confessed the confesses as follows, Luke chapter 15, verse 17 to 20. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death? I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him." Here the lost son looks back on himself as he goes through pain. When he came to his senses in verse 17 means come back to himself in original Greek text. It is translated as he came to his senses, but the original text is he came to his original state, to God. Jonah is like the lost son in the Old Testament. He disobeyed the Lord's command, left for freedom, but returned to the Lord in his distress. In his distress, he found the Lord again and changed his life direction 180 degrees. Jonah chapter 2, verse 7. "When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple." Jonah's prayer, repenting to the Lord, rose to the holy temple of the Lord. A prayer of a sinner, repenting to the Lord, rises from the heart of the sea to the temple of the Lord, the place of calling. Is anyone here in pain? If you pray and return to God, wherever you are, God will accept you and listen to you and greet you. William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, was born in 1829 in a poor household of Nottingham of UK. He had to work and quit school to support his family at the age of 13 because his father's business failed. He was sent to a pawn shop and was employed for 6 years. To get matters worse, he lost his father at the age of 15. His home was always depressed with poverty. After he completed his 6 years of work at pawn shop, he went to London. I was not able to find a job over a year, so he went through a lot of hardship as a young jobless. He stayed at his sister's house, but was kicked out by his drunk brother-in-law. Losing his father, jobless, extreme poverty, and in weak health, he looked up upon the God and called to the Lord. As he had no hope in this world, he sought only for the grace of cross and God's love for spirits. He received words and calling from God. He wanted to become a pastor, but during physical examination, a doctor found out that he had pneumonia and told him to give up because it is difficult to lead a ministry with such a weak health. in consecutive hardships. He completed his studies in theological school and devoted his life for salvation work. Free shelters for the homeless, temporarily free food places for jobless, charity hospitals for sick people. He devoted his spirit for poor neighbors who went through hardships that he had went. And God made him live through 84. In his last years, he said that when I was young, a physician told me that I cannot live long, so I relied only on sovereign God. This faith had kept me. Salvation Army, started by William Booth, served those underprivileged, delivered gospel. It was spread throughout the world, outside of UK, and seven missionaries from the Salvation Army rest in Yanghuajin. In my distress, Jonah prayed to the Lord. In my distress, William Booth walked a new life, life of the called. If I can obtain an internal life through the pain I receive, we do not lose, although we give up everything in this world. However, even if we get everything of this world but lose the eternal life, he cannot obtain anything else but a handful of dirt, shallowness. Jonah found God in pain and turned his direction to God. Let us too turn our lives, our life direction to true God and pray for God's grace in our distress. Let us pray. God who made Jonah to pray in the belly of a huge fish, we too are in darkness and cannot see future like being in the belly of a huge fish. We follow the word, running away from the Lord. We repent, turn back, and proceed before the Lord. Please accept us. Help us realize the meaning of the pain we have now and what we ought to pray for. Through the pain I receive, help the direction of life turn to the Lord only. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.